members were fired the year 2020 after they were not nominated by our party to be members of parliament of special seats. And then they were assisted by the late Magufuli regime. They appointed them, sworn in them, and give them security to be members of the parliament in the name of Chadema. We did fire them since the year 2020. They appealed within the party to the governing council. And last week, the governing council stood and upheld that decision of the central committee of the party. And today, something new has just emerged.
The Speaker of Parliament says that to see them removed from Parliament, a court has to make a decision. What is Chadema's reaction to that?
First of all, let me say it very clear that the Speaker was wrong. Because the constitution of our country, as bad as it is right now, Article 71, Sub-Article 1E, says that a member of the Parliament immediately ceases to be a member of Parliament if he or she is removed from a political party which sponsored him or her being a member of Parliament. So Speaker of the House, saying that she has received an information from these members that they have a case in the court, and then she decided to make that ruling. That was wrong. And as I'm talking to you right now, at the High Court in Dar es Salaam, we received that summons this afternoon, and our lawyers are in the court right now. We are speaking at this time since 2 p.m. until now. The court is about to give an injunction to what the Speaker has already decided on. So it's something very, we can't even imagine that a Speaker of the House, who she is a lawyer, a PhD holder of a law PhD, she was once a deputy attorney general of this country, and then she can just make such kind of a decision. It's something which shows that the need to have a new constitution is even more immediate than it was before today morning.
John Rema, what is the next line of action following the decision of the Speaker of Parliament saying basically that the court would have to make a decision and not her to expel the MPs?
We are ready to go to the court. We are ready to go and defend our position. But we are seeing them going to the court as an opportunity for us. Because that's where they have to tell the court who appointed them, who signed their documents before being the members of parliament. Because we are seeing the forgery out of that. So it's an opportunity for us, because our lawyers will school them to tell who signed their documents, who appointed them, and how did they become members of parliament. So to us, it's yet another opportunity. So we are ready to go to the court to defend our position.
What happens if the court rules in their favor? Will that be a surprise to you?
That will be a surprise to us, because everything is on the table. Everything is very clear. The procedures were followed. So it will be a big surprise to us. We don't expect the court to do that, because the court works on the facts of the law and not on the politics. So we'll go with the facts of the law and defend it, and we're expecting the court to rule with the facts of the law.